with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday. We are live in your backyard bringing you the smoke that'll make you choke. But the rest of it is all good. We are teaching you how to do a little grill envy. Get the neighbors over on your back deck and make it happen. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, dude. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. Thanks for joining the wacky grilling complex that's over the airwaves every Saturday. We're just a couple of guys who have a little too much fun with flame and meat.
That's right. And we're statewide now, Bob.
And we like to talk about, you know, beers, wines, all kinds of fun things.
Just had a great conversation with our friend Tony from Leland Aus Cellars. Yeah. His wine is sold all over this great state of Michigan. And I tell you what, for $8 to $12 a bottle, it is a fantastic Michigan-made product. Lots of varietals and just pairs up with a great number of things on our grill.
Yes, it does. So while we wait for Big Paulie to get on the line, we still have Bob Dubisky with us. And Bob is 33-year meat and seafood expert, friend of mine from the Lowell area, Lowell, Michigan. And I just really wanted to finish that conversation. You were telling us about sockeye salmon and your trip in that whole area and omega-3s. And, I mean, this guy's got more knowledge in that head than I don't know. It seems like you'd wear a bigger hat.
You would think I would, Bob.
Pretty incredible, isn't it?
I don't know if they make them any bigger. But
tell us about sockeye.
Oh, sockeye. You know, sockeye, people wait all year long for the sockeye season run, and it kicks off. It's tentatively scheduled for May 15th, which is coming up here in a few weeks, and that all depends on whether or not the ice has melted at the front of the river so that the sockeye can swim upriver.
Now, where in Alaska is that?
It's in Cordova.
And that's right. Just a little bit to the east of Anchorage.
Yeah. Correct.
And close to the Valdez Spill.
Yes, yeah. And it's a very beautiful area. You know, all of Alaska's beautiful. I've been there. I was on the Copper River. The thing about the Copper River, it's 300 miles long, and the salmon come back every year to swim upstream, fighting the rapids and the 300 miles, and they swim upstream to spawn and die. And what makes this the best-tasting salmon in the world is that they have to have a lot of fat on their body to make it upstream to the end of that 300-mile run. And so what they do is they're caught. As soon as that run starts, they're caught and at their peak when they've got the most fat. Because, as you know, if you run 300 miles upriver, you're going to lose all that fat that you've accumulated. And the beauty of that fat is...
Sounds like a plan to me.
You might want to try that. the beauty of that fat that the salmon have is it's loaded with omega-3s. And everybody knows that omega-3 is great for your health and great for the heart. And that's why it's a treasured fish, because it's got so much omega-3. And the flavor, I mean, it's great for you, and the flavor is phenomenal.
Hey, I understand we got our big Goomba on the line. Paulie, you out there, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Bob, ahoy. What's happening?
Hey, that was Jop. This is Bob, buddy. Well, we had a little trouble getting you to pick up, so we had to talk to Bobby here a little bit. We have my buddy Bob Dubisky in here with us. He's another guy I'm sure you'd get along great with, because he's a total foodie. But so what is it, steak or trout? What are we talking here?
Well, you picked a great weekend. You know, I'm down the shore here. We're getting the boat in the water. It's a magnificent day. And, you know, I grew up on the beach, so I love talking about fish, even though, you know, it's tough to grill a fish right. But if you know how to do it, it's the best thing in the world. And, you know, you talk about trout. I get them up my lake. And it's a very, you know, probably the simplest, easiest thing in the world to make is a nice trout almondine. It's just the way I do it, just a little bit of butter, salt, a little white pepper, and you let it go. I put a little foil down. If you have a grill basket, you can use a basket. But you put it on there, you gotta be very careful. You know, I would like to. I think what you got to do with that, though, is you put the top on it, let it cook that way. Because turning it over, sometimes you could lose some of the fish. It gets very flaky.
Yeah.
And if you want to saute a little slivered almonds and some butter and salt and just a touch white pepper, but you put some little butter and almonds on top, and what could be better than that? Simple, easy. You could do it at a campfire, for God's sakes.
You leave your skin on it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That helps it stay together. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and it is trout season in Michigan. It opened up today, and we got a lot of our buddies that are up there standing in the river while I'm sitting here talking to you. But we appreciate that recipe because it. I think the key that you mentioned there that resonates with me is you do not want to over season or over cover. That delicate trout flavor. I mean, if you put too heavy of a sauce or seasoning on there, you're going to overpower. It's a very delicate flavor, the brook trout, the rainbow trout, the brown trout that come out of the rivers.
That's right. Nothing brings out like that butter. Maybe a little squeeze of lemon, maybe a little white wine. But then, you know, even that, honestly, it's a nice, fresh piece of fish. What needs that butter, salt, and pepper, and that's it. Especially, you know, we get up, people get these big brown trout, too, which are really beautiful.
Yeah, our buddy Brad, the builder, just sent Randy a picture of a nice big brown he just pulled in while we were driving in this morning. I do like a little bit of lemon on trout, and I actually like to lightly smoke it when I'm grilling it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just real light. You got to be careful. Again, it does pick up the flavors very heavily.
I do that, but I like it. You know, the whole concept of you want it fresh. So I think the butter, you know, brings out that freshness. When you start to put too many flavors on it, then you can have a fish that could be 2 days old and you wouldn't know the difference. You know, so it depends. If you have a real fresh, you know, trout, you just catch a trout in the morning, the afternoon, you're having it for dinner. Or even, I got to tell you, I don't know if you ever did this. You ever do trout and eggs? I did that out in Colorado once. I couldn't believe it. And I said, people thought I was crazy. I looked at people offered it to me. I thought they were crazy. And now I tell people about it. They think I'm crazy. But you make trout and eggs in the morning, put it right in a skillet if you want. It's tremendous.
Well, when you're up for trout opener, that's pretty common if you had a good day the day before.
How come you got to talk to your friends who are standing in the river right now? I mean, how come they get to go fishing and I'm working on a boat and you're working in the studio? What do they know that we don't know about?
Yeah, you got it. You're exactly right, Paulie. But you know what? It's a labor of love. They're not talking to you and we are. So there's the real answer.
Well, I'll tell you, that's great. And, you know, being down the Jersey Shore, you picked a great day to talk about fishing. You know, all the fish in the Mid-Atlantic comes out of the Jersey beaches. Our fishing industry supplies so much fish and all different types of food. It goes all the way out into Pennsylvania, up and down the East Coast. And I can't think of a better thing to talk about than going fishing today. That's a great idea. Now, God bless your friends. If they hope they get a great catch. Get their limit and get out.
Well, thanks so much. We only have 30 seconds left, but great talking to you in Phoenix this week. And funny conversation. We'll finish that up next week.
I'll look forward to it, Bobby. You stay well, and I've asked all you landlubbers, make watch, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Paulie. That is our pal, Big Paulie, Paul Rotella, Magumba.
If you just heard my phone go ba-ding in the middle of that interview, that's because it was Brad the Builder sending me a picture of two more browns and a steelhead he caught this morning. So the bite is on, and we'll be talking a little bit more about fish recipes in the next segment. We still have our buddy Bob Dubisky here. We're going to talk about how to judge a steak. When you walk up to the window, which one of these steaks do I want, even if there's a stack of them that are all the same kind?
That's a great idea. Yeah. That's something a lot of people struggle with.
Right. Okay, I decided what kind of steak I want, but there's nine of them in the case, and the butcher says, which one do you want? We're going to break that down and figure out which one of those you want to pick up.
It's the Dubisky Show.
Yeah, it's all good. So welcome to our affiliates in Lansing, Ann Arbor, Flint, Whitehall. We're glad to have you in our backyard. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.